And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 7:40 on this January the 20th edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and you can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. It is Inauguration Day for our 46th President of the United States. And you know, how can you go forward, in the words of Joe Biden himself, without remembering? You cannot. You know, you got to remember the past. You cannot forget. And who better than our favorite historian, professor of history from Winthrop University, Dr. Eddie Lee. Good morning.
Oh, it's great to be here. And it's the time that we renew the Republic every 4 years. And I brought in the front page of the Charlotte Observer from 40 years ago. And, you know, I noticed when I was putting in that plastic cover that it says, and this is 40 years ago, so it was January the 20th, 1981, it says, Ronald Reagan promises, quote, era of renewal. And Patty, that's what inaugurations are. We renew the Republic. That'll occur in, well, President Trump leaves Washington in 20 minutes, and so noon will be here. So we renew the Republic, and it's always good to be with Palmetto Mornings, especially on this morning.
Well, you provide such great insight of history and the big moments in our country. Let's first start with the inauguration. Have they always been such a big celebration of pomp and circumstance, or has that grown over the years?
That's a good question, Lucas. They have varied, and the time of the year has varied. George Washington was inaugurated April the 30th, 1789, in New York City.
Wow.
And so it was spring, and he won the election unanimously. Think about that in terms of modern times.
We won't see that again.
The U.S. was a little smaller back then.
And gave a speech that I brought in the collection that I have of inaugural addresses, and he gave a speech that it really wasn't that great, but he was the indispensable man, and, you know, so we followed him. And that's where the inaugurations began. Then they were moved to March. And then they changed in 1937 to January the 20th. The oath of office is in the U.S. Constitution. The date and the location are not specified.
Okay. Now, here at home, whenever someone wins in the election in November, school board, city council, county council, typically that next meeting or the following meeting, within like a month, they're sworn into office and they go ahead and start serving immediately. Don't you think that wouldn't it help the country move along faster if once the president is elected in November, the next week or so they're sworn in to go ahead and start having it drawn out over several months, as we just saw what happened in January? I mean, it just gives time people to stew.
Did they buffer that time in there on purpose?
Yeah. Well, it can be awkward. Uh-huh. And it can be chilly. Oof. And when Herbert Hoover was defeated in the 1932 election, until Franklin Roosevelt was sworn in March of 1933, it was very chilly and very frosty because we were stuck with a president who had lost in a landslide, mm-hmm. Herbert Hoover, and we were waiting. Mm. We were waiting. Mm. We were waiting for the new president. So, you know, there's that gap of time. And we've seen it. We've seen it with the transition this time.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
oh,
yeah. You know, it is a time of renewal. And it's the Republic will survive and the flag will still fly. And we saw some images that came out of Washington last night of the flags flying. So, you know, we'll be fine. But it can be awkward. Mm-hmm. And it can be, speaking of chilly, I got to point this out. The paper that I brought in was from 40 years ago. 60 years ago, which was the John F. Kennedy inauguration, it had snowed 8 inches the night before.
Mm. Wow.
And
it's very chilly.
The army went out and with flamethrowers and melted the snow, and then they didn't have enough soldiers. Imagine that. They didn't have enough soldiers on the scene, so they drafted 1,700 Boy Scouts to come in and help them. And so they shoveled snow. Mm. And they had the inauguration there, and Robert Frost recited his famous poem. And
now, I read that He actually recited a different poem than he originally was going to read because the ink smeared or something.
Well, it's because the reflection off of the snow.
Oh.
And it blinded him. Like, we'll see if there's snow and you look outside and you can't really tell what's going on. And so he was in his mid-80s, and the new vice president, Lyndon Johnson, stepped forward and tried to kind of shield the copy of the poem so that this aged poet could read, you know, his poem, and Robert Frost said, "I can't see that," so he just recited.
Always have something in your pocket.
Yes, always have Plan B. And,
yeah,
you
always.
Know. But John Kennedy's inaugural address 60 years ago: "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And then he says, "The torch of leadership has been passed from one generation to another generation."
Yes.
And then he says, "We'll go anywhere, bear any burden, pay any price in the defense of liberty." Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember that, and I thought, you know, it's going to be different. And in that famous photo when they're sitting there huddled up because they'd had that big snowfall the night before, and, you know, there's Dwight Eisenhower born in 1890, and there's John Kennedy born in 1917. Mm-hmm. There's a generational change. Mm-hmm. But it was a time of renewal, and there's that Reagan word again.
Mm-hmm. Well, also we talk about the word presidential. You know, all of these images have created this presidential picture that we have in our minds. I'm curious, though, we hear a lot about the peaceful transition and the optics of what that looks mm-hmm. like, not just in the United States, but from other countries, and the importance of that. You just said that we go forward, we move forward, but how important still is it that we have this renewal image to stand on?
I think the world looks to us for leadership still, and the world looks at us, and the world certainly looked at us 2 weeks ago, and, you know, the world looks at us for leadership. And I was talking to my friend Jane Gilfillan, who mm-hmm. is a retired social studies teacher in York, and she took York Comprehensive High School students to 7 inaugurations. Mm. And she was talking to me yesterday about, you know, I'd like them to see what a democracy looked like. Well, you know, and of course she's not there this year. But her time of taking those students to inaugural festivities, it stretches back to the early the Bill Clinton years. Mm. And it comes all the way up to the Donald Trump years. And, you know, we need to get back to where we understand that we're renewing the country. Mm-hmm. And we all are united. It's gonna be important for the new president at 12 o'clock to say something about that. And I think he will say something about that. Because when Thomas Jefferson was sworn in, and he stuttered, and Thomas Jefferson had rehearsed this, I imagine, and he wanted to make sure he got this line right, but he said, "We're all Americans." Mm-hmm. After all, we're all Americans, mm-hmm. after all. And that's the important thing I would say that we should remember on Inauguration Day 2021. And I know your listeners, a lot of them remember past inaugurations. Jane Gilfillan, who's listening this morning, she remembers those 7 groups of York Comprehensive High School students, including my daughter who went in 2001 for the George W. Bush inauguration. I mean, it's so important for them to see democracy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that is, to your point, Patty, a good question to ask. If we have not seen the traditions in this current administration with the incoming administration take place, the typical writing of the letter, I understand, from what I understand, I don't believe President Trump has left a letter for incoming President Joe Biden. The first ladies did not have their tea and tour typical meeting. As a resident of the United States, I don't care about either one of them because Joe Biden will still be the president. But it's the optics, which is important. It is. There is a reason why they call it lights and fog. And you go to concerts to see the whole production. If you see the stripped down production of it, it's kind of bland. So you want to have a lot of these traditions, and you don't want them to be gone.
Because the world's watching that.
Yeah.
And they're picking
children
up,
are watching
they're picking
too.
Up
True.
On this. And, yeah, I think our children are, too. I think our students are.
But we don't
what
want it to go away.
What better image of passing from one leader to the other? I mean, we see it in a race You know, when you pass the baton, it's just a visual that really is a symbol of connection from one leadership, one generation, and we can go forward with renewal.
You know, the spirit of America is this renewal, and we need to have a peaceful transfer of power, which I think we'll have today. And, you know, so we need to move forward. We have many, many challenges, and it's going to be up to President Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Well, it's a time to wipe the slate clean, and we can start and writing in our journal, as we like to say, on a new page. But start anew, right?
Exactly.
And don't get bogged down into emotions. Don't let emotions drive your thoughts, especially when it comes to politics.
That's a great way to sum it up. And you know, we'll be watching the coverage and listening on this radio station to the coverage. And I think it'll be smooth. We have 25,000 troops there. They're not melting snow like those troops were in the Kennedy inauguration, and there are no 1,700 Boy Scouts out there trying to shovel snow. But there's a transition occurring, and we'll watch it, and I think we'll come out of it as Americans.
We're making history, and we'll be talking about this, just as we talked about that year it snowed.
Right.
And I didn't know that story, so thank you so much.
Snow.
Again, sharing so much perspective and bringing it close to home. So hats off to our teachers.
Well, it's always
teachers.
Good to see you, and it's fun to start my day with Palmetto Mornings.
Well, you're great. You always support us, even when you're not on the show, and we certainly appreciate those nice words.
I'm going to go teach a class because the class is going to be face-to-face, and I'm delighted to have – it's an upper-level class, and we'll be together, and I'll be doing that in just a little bit.
Winthrop University. Go Eagles.
Professor Dr. Eddie Lee from Winthrop University. And as Dr. Lee said, we will be carrying live the inauguration of Joe Biden today at 12 o'clock, high noon, right here on WRHI.